Hey everyone, this is kind of my first one, my first podcast, so yeah, don't mind, it might be a little weird, but my name's Viviana. I am 19 years old. I'm a young Christian woman, and you know, I have a life like everyone else, but, you know, I'm just gonna be real, you know, talk about the crazy things that we don't really talk about a lot. Like, me, you'll see me, and you see that I am a very bubbly, outgoing, crazy girl, but really, there's more to me than just the craziness. You know, life is crazy. Yes, the craziness of life does catch up with me sometimes. And it's just when you realize life is too short to just be quiet about everything, because you'll experience certain things that maybe some other people experience. And, you know, maybe they won't know how to handle it. It's just crazy to think how short life is and how much opportunities we miss out on and how many things we skip over. All because we want, you know, to experience things in a certain calendar-like. You know, you schedule everything, you have everything planned, and it's just crazy. Like, I remember when I was in high school, I was like, okay, I'm going to go to high school. Right after high school, I'm going to go to college, and I'm going to get my career started. I'm not going to get married until I have my career started. And yeah. But then you realize life's not all about schedules and checklists and everything, you know? Like, for me now, it's kind of like the opposite. Like, I graduated high school, yes. I went to college for a year and it didn't work out. So I started working for a while. I met this amazing man, and I got engaged, and I'm actually getting married, so it's kind of crazy, you know, and then I'm going to go back to school, so it's kind of crazy how things happen, but not how we've planned it, and I got to say that part of my life is the best part, that I'm so glad didn't go by a checklist and everything, because I wouldn't take it back for anything. But there's certain things that, you know, we don't think would happen to us that does happen. And it's just crazy to think how we go over those things and ignore them, and then when it happens, you are just, you know, surprised and caught off guard about it. Like, for example, what I mean by that is life is so short and we never know when our last day is. So, for example, you know, what I'm trying to, like, bring up is, you know, at the beginning of last week, on Monday or Tuesday, you know, I work at a phone store, and this guy comes in, and it was just me. I was closing, I was alone, and this guy comes in, and he starts trying to get me to go to ignore company policy and violate it. And I'm telling him no, no. And this man starts getting aggressive and trying to jump over the table, like the counter behind where I am at. And this old couple, they came in. And this man is still yelling at me. And he sees that they're still there. And this man turns around and tells me that he's just gonna wait till the old couple is all gone and then he'll deal with me. So I'm freaking out because in my head, I'm like, if he's not gone, what is gonna happen to me? Because this man started getting aggressive and yelling and trying to get over the counter. And you know, the old couple sees this and the man goes to go sit down. I call my manager, you know, just freaking out about it because I don't know what's going to happen to me. And, you know, my manager, thank God, she called my one coworker for him to come. And he was on his way. You know, nobody's going to mess with that guy because he's a big guy. So, in the meantime, I have the old couple stay with me. I write a small note on a sticky note asking them to stay, and thank God they said yes. But I'm sitting there and this man is staring and he's giving me this deep stare, like it was just uncomfortable. I found so much discomfort and it was terrifying for me. And my coworker comes in. And this guy comes up to him and he's trying to get him to break company policy. And I tell you, when I was doing that, when I was telling him no, he kept giving me a hard time and he was getting aggressive with me. And my coworker said no. He looked at us and he was just staring at us and he was like, you know what? You guys have a nice night then. But the problem is, there's so many crazy people in this world. My coworker and I were caught in our minds that this man is waiting outside. And we were very careful about it. You know, we closed up, we left as fast as we can. And we didn't see the guy get out of his car or anything, but we had just that deep feeling that he was still there. And, you know, I go back to that and I think, oh my God, if my coworker wasn't there, what would I have done? What would have happened? And then also, what I skipped over actually was before my coworker got there, this man was trying to close up the door. Like, close up the door to the store. He was trying to close it up so no one else can come in and close the door on me. I'm telling him no, no. And I kept telling him no. Like, because in my head, I don't know what to do. I tell him no, no. And he is so persistent on closing the door so no one can come in, so there's no one else able to, you know, come in. But I think to myself, if my coworker wasn't there, what would have happened? And then that's the thing, a lot of us forget that life is so short. And we don't think that these things can happen to us, but they can. And a lot of us don't take much caution. We're not very careful and we're very careless. And it's just then you think about it and you see all these crazy news articles of all these women, all these young girls, all these little boys and men getting taken away from from their families, from their friends. and they go missing. And that's the crazy thing, that none of us think that it will happen to us until we get that scary experience and we realize, damn, no one's safe from it. You know, it happens everywhere, every day. And it's just so sad that I feel like it's not given enough attention. It's not given enough recognition on what happens. And, you know, not enough is done about it. Because a lot of the times, no one wants to get involved because they don't want the drama, or they don't want any issues, or they don't want to put themselves at risk. But then what happens if no one stands up? If no one stands up for this stuff, if we don't think about it, we can be the next person that something happens to, you know? And I freaked out, and that kept me up all night. And the only person that, you know, I could think of talking to was my fiance, because he always makes me feel safe. And that's the thing, I'm so blessed that, you know, I know this podcast is everywhere, but like, where I'm talking about everything and everywhere, but it's just the point that, you know, you also need to find someone you feel safe to talk to, because life is so short. Like my fiance, I felt so safe to talk to him, and I'm so blessed that, you know, I have someone that loves me so much to listen to me and to be there and let me know that he's always there to protect me. And it's just crazy, you know, that not everyone has that. Not everyone has that safe person that they can talk to, because a lot of the time nowadays, so many people are so caught up in their ego and so caught up in, oh, I'm not going to trust nobody. But that is also a problem, because life is too short to not trust anybody, you know? I mean, there's got to be that, at least that one person that you trust. Thank God I have, you know, several people that I can trust. But life is too short to have that attitude where, oh, I don't trust nobody. Because then you can get yourself into those crazy situations and you don't have someone to lean on. I'm just so grateful that he was there to calm me down, because hours after that happened, I was still freaking out. I was freaking out the next day. Like, what if this man still comes back to the store? And it's crazy, you know? None of us think about this. And I know I'm saying the same thing, but it's the truth. None of us think about this. I know for a fact I didn't think about it until that happened to me. And it's like, you need to have someone to trust, you know, to talk to and to feel safe. Like, in my past relationships, I wasn't able to talk about this kind of stuff. I wasn't able to open up. I wasn't able to feel safe because I was a prisoner in my past relationships. But with my fiance, I'm free. I'm a free woman. I'm safe. I'm loved. I am comforted. He makes me feel home. And for that, it's just amazing, you know, because again, you know, like, you know, how the title is, it's exactly what I'm talking about. Life is too short to not have that kind of love, you know? Life is too short to just have an attitude to the world and to everyone. And it's just crazy how everything, like, your life can just end at 1 minute, or your successes can just end at 1 minute, or something can happen at any second. You know, just, and it's a thing that all of us need to think about. You know, I know this was just me rambling on. This is my first thing, but, you know, it's just, I feel like this was an important thing to talk about, at least an important thing to talk about first for my first podcast, because it's just so important for people to know that life is too short. We're not promised tomorrow. We're not promised even 5 minutes from now. We're not promised, you know, we're not promised every second that we have, but we get it. But anyways, thank you guys for listening, and you guys stay tuned. I'll be posting a lot, and have a good night.